Welcome back to Day 9 of the 21 Days of Calm. Today we're going to explore an important aspect of mindfulness, the act of doing one thing at a time. As you may recall, a definition of mindfulness is paying attention on purpose to the present moment. Unfortunately, we're living in a time where that's become excruciatingly difficult. Day after day, we're inundated with information and to-do lists. We've got our electronic devices we have to check regularly. We have never-ending emails to respond to. Most of us have more stress and more responsibilities than ever before and less time to stay on top of things. We make efforts to get everything done, but with a frenetic, unfocused mind, we multitask and often end up crossing few things off our list because we're just focusing on too many things at once. We're unable to get ahead and we're left burnt out. Here's the thing most people don't realize. In order to simplify our lives, we have to simplify our minds. If we can begin practicing, focusing on one thing at a time, we'll achieve the spaciousness, the presence, and the centered thinking that in actuality leads to productivity. And more importantly, the more awareness we bring to each singular activity, the more connected we are to what we're doing, who we're with, and who we are. Doing one thing at a time doesn't require anything special, just awareness. It can be practiced anywhere at any time. So how about we try it right now? Start by sitting comfortably, either on a cushion or upright in a chair. Keep your back straight in a position that exudes wakefulness, but that isn't stiff or tense. Close your eyes and gently sweep your attention through your whole body. If there are any parts that feel tight, let them relax. Let there be a soft smile in the corner of your lips and bring your attention to the tip of the tongue, letting it fall, relaxed. Breathe in and out in a natural rhythm, following the breath. Don't anticipate it, let it guide the way. Follow the breath as it enters the body and as it leaves the body, in and out. As you sit, bring awareness to the fact that you're sitting. If you have to shift your position at all through the practice, do so with awareness. Shift slowly with complete focus as your body changes position. Now bring your attention to the top of your head and scalp, feeling whatever's happening in this area. You might feel tingling or heat, throbbing or soft vibrations. There may be strong sensation, or you might not feel much at all. The specifics of what you notice aren't important. All that matters is you experience whatever is there. Now lower your attention to your forehead, face, jaw, and chin, where we store tension through the day. Allow the muscles in your face to soften. Notice any sensation in your ears, your temples, and the back of the head. On your next out-breath, let that sensation dissolve. Lower your focus to the neck, letting the throat and sides and back of the neck soften. Notice any sensation that arises on the surface of the skin or deeper within. Now bring your attention to your shoulders, noticing if there's tension or strain, or if you don't feel much in this region at all. Whatever you observe is perfectly fine. Breathe into your shoulders gently, and if any parts feel tight, allow them to relax. Now bring your attention to your arms, noticing any sensations that are there. Any coolness or heat, any tingling or pressure. On the next out-breath, allow them to soften. Extend your awareness down the arms, towards the wrists, palms, and fingers. Direct your breath into these areas, relaxing into stillness. Now come to the chest, observing the rise and fall of each breath. Notice how the lungs expand and contract, and observe how this feels. Direct your attention to the top of your back and experience whatever is there. There may be some intensity here, as this is an area where we commonly hold stress. Once you've had a chance to observe what's present, let that sensation dissolve. Slowly lower your attention to your middle and lower back, paying attention to what's there. Try not to judge the sensations you feel. Don't label them as good or bad, pleasant or unpleasant. If you notice any tension or warmth or discomfort, just observe what's there and let it soften. Moving your focus around to your abdomen, notice it expanding, filling up with air, then slowly emptying on the exhale. Observe any sensations that arise as you breathe in and out. Then bring your attention to your pelvis. Notice whatever sensation is here. Notice where your body makes contact with the ground or your chair, observing whatever is present. Hardness, softness, any pain or tingling. You're not trying to change what's going on or get anywhere. Just see if you can hold whatever is happening in awareness, observing things exactly as they are. Now scan your legs. Observe your thighs. Notice where they make contact with your cushion or the chair. Breathe in and let go, sinking deeper. Lower your attention to your knees and breathe into this area gently. Notice your shins and calves. Is there itching, tingling, or any kind of pressure? Simply observe what's there and then let your legs soften and tensions release. When you're ready, breathe into your ankles, your feet, and toes. Let them relax and become soft, breathing in and out, sinking into a state of relaxed awareness. Doing one thing at a time keeps our attention focused, and keeping our attention focused prevents us from missing anything. There's a big difference between rushing around town to get through errands, trying to cross 20 things off our list, as opposed to strolling through a new city, focusing on a singular intention, asking for directions, getting on a bus, talking to a stranger, exploring a new store or park. It's possible to bring this one thing at a time approach into day-to-day living. Practice mindful eating so that when you sit down to eat, just eat. Bring no distractions to your meal, meaning no books or television. Be aware of every piece of food you cut, every bite you take, every mouthful you swallow, and see how much more you enjoy your food. And the next time you're on a date or having lunch with a friend or spending time with a family member, shut your phone off for the time you're together. Whatever it is you're doing, do it with as pure a focus as possible. Because when it comes down to it, this moment is what matters most. And as the practice finishes, keeping your eyes closed, come back to the room and bring your attention to your whole body, gently wiggling your fingers and toes. Notice how focusing your attention on one task makes you feel. Notice if there is an openness and spaciousness in your mind and body. Now slowly open your eyes. Congratulations for completing day 9 of the 21 Days of Calm. Tomorrow we'll continue our journey where we'll be talking about the one thing we all want most, happiness. Have a wonderful day, and I look forward to seeing you then.